Good evening, audiophiles. My word, it is a terrible night out there. The weather is extremely miserable. The skies are just bucketing down with rain. I just got home from a church meeting. Luckily, I got a ride home, thank God. I had to walk to the meeting, which is not fun. If I'd known earlier that we were going to have such a torrential rainfall, I would have tried to contact someone and get a ride there. But by the time I found out how bad the weather really was, and that it wasn't going to let up, it was too late, so I had to walk. I should have brought my umbrella, really. I got a soaking. Oh, I probably looked like a drowned rat when I came in the door. People felt kind of badly. They probably would have offered me a ride if they'd thought about it, but they didn't, which is fine. I mean, people get sidetracked and they have their own lives and they get busy, so I don't hold it against them. But, now, as a result of a soaking in that rain, I am feeling really chilled. And I think a cup of hot chocolate is going to be in order. Yeah, let's go attend to that. That would be fun. I'd have tea or coffee, but I don't want to at this time of the evening. It's about 9:30 now. And I think something caffeinated would just totally disrupt my sleeping pattern. Oh, let's put the kettle on. It'll warm this place up a bit. Much longer than anybody really had expected it to, but it was very productive. I'm very sad, though, because one person that was a really invaluable committee member has decided to step down. She says that she has too many commitments elsewhere, and she really has to concentrate on those. I do understand that, but at the same time, I'm very sorry to lose her. She's someone that I have a lot of respect for, and, her judgments will be missed. And her insights. Well, let me see. If I go open a window, just briefly, because I don't want to, dampen the place too much. It's already damp enough as it is. Maybe you can hear what the weather is up to out there. This weather has been so weird. It was lovely this morning. Couldn't have been nicer. Well, it could have been a little less windy. That might have been more pleasant, but I actually didn't mind it. Sorry, I didn't mean to smack the microphone into the wall there. Sorry, I keep smacking the mic. Oh, dear. Well, at least I'm not smacking Sarah's mic. I don't think either of them would appreciate that very much. That would be my friend Sarah and her fiancé Mike that I'm referring to. So, yeah, I don't know if you folks can hear that or not. My window doesn't open very far. But it's just a steady torrential downpour that's happening out there that just refuses to let up. Oh, so I am very glad to be home. This was a very productive and constructive day, and then tomorrow I've got the body and soul service, and then the cleanup after that. So that should be good as well. And I guess that was really all I wanted to say. Sorry, I all of a sudden I find myself feeling rather tired. So this is a bit of a rambly, incoherent boo. I'm just gonna try and figure out where I put my hot chocolate. let's see. I think it's in one of these totes. Yes, it is. That is oatmeal. That's not what I want. Not right now, thanks. And that is hot chocolate. Lovely. Come on. There it is. Yummy hot chocolate. I have these sachets of specialty hot chocolate. Two coffee crisp, two after eight mint, two Rolo, and two... What's the other one? Arrow, I think, or Kit Kat, or something. Oh, and my kettle is going to boil very shortly, I think. Oh, that feels nice. It's warming up the kitchen. Oh. My hair is still kind of wet and frizzy from my dunking in the rain, so it feels good to stand near the warmth. Anyway, guys. This is rather a silly boo, so I think I'll end this now and speak to you all soon.